It's an image few would have imagined a year ago. Nobel Peace Prize recipient and Philippine journalist Maria Ressa raising her arms in victory.
Today, facts win. Truth wins. Justice wins.
It's a stark contrast from years of defeat in the court of law and at times in the court of public opinion. Ressa and her news outlet Rappler have been the subject of attacks online and by former President Rodrigo Duterte. But on Wednesday, she was acquitted on 4 counts of tax evasion and filing inaccurate returns.
These charges, as you know, were politically motivated. So this acquittal is not just for Rappler. It is for every Filipino who has ever been unjustly accused.
Ressa cites Frenchie May Cupio, a journalist who's been detained for nearly 3 years for possession of firearms and terror financing, and Lila De Lima, the former senator who insists Duterte fabricated drug charges against her.
Winning 4 cases at once offers both vindication and relief for Maria Ressa and Rappler after losing consecutive legal battles. A vindication for them and for all other Filipino journalists.
But the media landscape in the Philippines remains volatile. Rappler still faces closure after the Security and Exchange Commission revoked its operating license. And Ressa could end up in prison if the Supreme Court upholds her cyber libel conviction. The country's largest news network, ABS-CBN, can't broadcast on free-to-air TV.
I think the chilling effect will always be there. It took a lot of time for that to set in. So it won't go away with just one day or with just one case. But definitely knowing that, basically, if you fight a case, if you stand your ground, that you have a chance of winning.
Ressa was back at work immediately after her acquittal. Rappler journalists chasing stories with renewed hope that freedom of the press is a value still cherished by many Filipinos. Barnabilo, Al Jazeera, Manila.